Hey, hello, my beautiful friend. I have a little music to start us off with, and I'll tell you why once I play it for you. This is The Corrs, and it's called At Your Side. I've actually never heard this song before. Maybe you have. As I often do when I'm about ready to talk to you, I kind of thought it would be great to have a song that spoke to how we can be there for one another and how we can trust that it's okay to ask for help when we need it. Hold on, I'm sorry. I need to open the window. It's super hot. I should have thought of that before I started this, but I searched and this song just came up and I think it's beautiful. And I love already just the messaging of that. And for those of you who might have opened my email on Friday, it's okay if you didn't. Of course, it's okay. I'd sent out something I called Asking for Help, which was a bit of a confession on my part that it's super hard for me to ask for help when I'm going through a hard time. And there's lots of reasons for that, of course. And I know that I heard from a lot of people, thank you so much, from people who also have that same tendency, which is this tendency to think, gosh, everybody's got so much going on. There's so many hard things going on in the world. The last thing that people need is me trying to get something. It also comes from this place of, I don't want to be a burden on people. I'm already a burden on people. This is just like, fessing up to you, like what goes on through my head. However, that said, I have been noticing, especially over the past few years, what a gift it is for me when people are willing to be honest with me, when my friends reach out for help. There's an instant intimacy, there's a connection that is really important. And I don't want to do that anymore. Like, I don't want to hide because, first of all, it's super hard. You guys have heard me say this before, but I say this to myself all the time. My teacher, Sherry Huber, has a saying, "Don't let them get you alone in the dark." And by the them, it's the voices in the head. It's the monkey mind, it's the spiraling stories of whatever it is, right? It could be stories of shame, stories of anger, stories of hurt, stories of disappointment, stories of not enough or lack or, you name it. But she says, don't let them get you alone in the dark, because when we are spinning around in our heads about our grief or sadness or aloneness or whatever, it can perpetuate and spiral. And this is certainly what my experience is. And so, I've been noticing that my friends reaching out creates this sense of intimacy. It also is a beautiful thing that allows me to be strong when I'm strong, and then it allows the other person to be strong when I'm not strong. And that is so important for us to all be able to have those feelings on both sides. The third thing is it normalizes the ups and downs of life. So if, we're already kind of living in a crazy social media world where, it's more common, of course, right? Like we're all posting our happy photos and the happy moments, and it's not so common to share those other sides of things. And so what it does when we reach out for help is it does normalize for all of us that, yeah, this is something everyone goes through. And this is something that we all could use some help with. And there's absolutely nothing wrong, in fact, everything right with reaching out to each other when we need help. And, oh, so what I started to say, if you read my email on Friday, you likely read a poem by my friend Maya. And I want to read it here again. First of all, even if you've already read it, I've read this poem over and over and over again this week. I think it's really important. Poems are like songs or prayers. We can read them and hear them multiple times, and we see new things or we feel new things. And also, I think there are probably, you know, a lot of people who didn't have a chance to open that email and it may have missed it. And it's super important to me, because what happened was my friend Maya is one of the people I reached out to. And she came back with such a beautiful response. I was feeling very unsafe and just teetering, tottering, flailing. Any ing words that you can think of that have to do with falling off your feet, being unstable, falling from the sky, falling to the earth. And I also told her, you know, how hard it was for me to reach out. She already knows this, but I, you know, I always feel like I have to, like, oh, it's so hard. So what she said to me, she read this poem, which I'm going to read to you. And then she said something so important. She said, we take turns falling apart. We hold the ground steady, then we switch. There's a gratitude that someone we love and care about is holding the ground for us when we are unsteady. And a gratitude that we can hold that ground for them when it's their time. You know, which is exactly speaking to what I had just said to you. You know, that it's like, I think we forget when we feel like we can't reach out because we don't want to bother someone, or we're going to be a burden, or they have too much stuff already. We forget that it gives people a feeling of their own strength when they can support us. And when she said that to me, I immediately thought of that, you know, it's kind of a cliche, but I think it's a beautiful one, which is about the geese, you know, the V of geese in the sky flying, and that they take turns being the leader. And that when the one in the front gets tired, that goose falls to the back and someone else takes the lead. And that's kind of like how I feel we can be with each other. You know, that for those of us who are afraid of not being strong all the time, those of us who are, you know, feel like we need to be positive and upbeat, that is a nice, happy gift, right? When it's authentic, right? But it's also a nice, happy gift to give someone these other sides of us. It's a nice, happy gift to remind each other that as human beings, we feel a whole lot of different kinds of emotions, and that we're meant to feel all those emotions, right? We're meant to feel loss and grief and joy and whimsy and laughter and disappointment. And, you know, we're built to have feelings. So here's Maya's poem. It's called, It Looks Like the Sky. Oops, what's happening to me? It looks like the sky is coming apart and together at the same time. And the body is holding its losses like a fist, and a fleshy hope is opening to an unprecedented vastness. And whatever we think we're leaving behind, we'll keep insisting. And the things we desire will elude us, and our efforts will pose as failure, and we will not recognize how far we've come. And we will solve one problem and create another. And we will feel broken. And we will not be broken. And the silence will be deafening. And we will love destructively. And no one will appear to be listening. And there will be too many doors to choose from. And we keep saying, I don't know how to do this. And we will be more capable than we ever imagined. Isn't that gorgeous? That is so gorgeous. I think she really just nailed it all, right? That all of the different things that feel true and that really aren't true, but they feel true. And in the moment, maybe that makes them a little bit true. I'm not sure about that, but they certainly feel true. And we need to reach out to people, because when we reach out to people, they can remind us, like Maya did. You know, I'm certain Maya has seen me through 20 years of life and has seen me in some dark places. And she's seen me lost, and she's seen me ecstatic and happy and everything in between. So when she reads me a poem that ends with, you know, we keep saying, I don't know how to do this, and we will be more capable than we ever imagined, that's her saying to me, you know, you've got this. I know you've got this. I know it feels like you don't. I hear that, but I'm here. I'm holding the ground steady for you until you are steady. And this is what we do for each other. And I'm saying this to you again, even though I just sent this out on Friday, because first of all, I'm still in it. I'm still swimming in my own stuff, my own hard stuff that sometimes feels like an ocean of molasses, and other times it feels like an ocean of tears, and other times it feels like a big, vast emptiness, and many, many other things. But I'm also saying this because I did hear from a lot of you that this is a place you know. You know, when I talked about Cardboard Cherry as this part of me that often I will show to the world because I'm very good, you know, it's like an actor. It's like I can put Cardboard Cherry out there, and very often people won't even know that it's not me. But I do. I know it's not me. I know that it's plastic, it's a veneer, it's flat. And so I had a lot of people say that they really understand that. And so let's explore this together, shall we? Like, let's be in it together, because if there's one thing that I've really, really, really gotten this week as I've been reaching out to various close friends, it's that when I am talking to someone about it, and they're understanding, and they're reflecting, and they're sharing their own experiences, it doesn't take it away from me. It doesn't take away what I'm feeling, but it does shift it so that it's something less personal, less impossible, less frightening, really. It's less frightening. I mean, everything's less frightening, right? When we have a friend by our side to walk with us. And so what I'm saying to you again, if you're having a hard time, even if it's a tiny hard time, it can be a tiny hard time, it can be a huge hard time. You could be sad or angry or disappointed or depressed, lonely, grieving, wishing, wanting, longing. Allow yourself to reach out to someone. This is what I do to make it kind of easy. I say to people, you know, it's so much easier for me to hide, but I'm having a really hard moment. Do you have a little bit of time to talk? Like that. It's that simple. And it's not that simple. Sorry, it's not simple at all, but sorry to make it sound like it was simple. But it's so worth it. And if you feel like you don't have anyone that can hold the ground for you, let me just suggest some things. You know, first of all, you know, send me an email. I might not be around, so I also want you to have some other backups. Send me an email, and if I can, I will respond as soon as I can. But sometimes I go off email for a while. The other thing is, you know, reach out to a hotline. You know, reach out. Like, why not? There's tons of free counseling hotlines. I don't know exactly, you know, I know there are suicide hotlines, and I'm sure you could call one of those, and even if you're not feeling like you want to take your life, still just that desperation of wanting to talk to someone. I know there are spiritual centers and churches and places that have pastors or counselors. And sometimes what we can do, and I've done this too, because it's sometimes it's been easier than than reaching out to someone that I know is, you know, to simply like go out to a store or wherever and, you know, be honest with someone, like just simply be honest. If someone, how are you? I'm going through a hard time. Thank you for asking. And it's amazing how much even that might open up a conversation, but also just might, it's like a pressure cooker, right? It lets some of the pressure out. I'm hoping that there's someone in your life, you know, a family member, a current friend, even if it's someone from the past that you used to be close to and that you reach out to. I mean, sometimes we just have to try everything and anyone, you know, and that might mean posting it on social media if you're on social media. I mean, actually, I did that the other day and it was so soothing to hear from people. I'm just saying, whatever you can do to, as my teacher says, don't let them keep you alone in the dark. Please reach out for help. Let's see what our song has to say. I don't even know, because I didn't even listen past that first part before. It's such a pretty song. I'll be at your side. I am here with you. I hope that whoever's listening to this, that if you were feeling alone, that you're not feeling alone. I hope you know you're not. Even if we never meet in person, even if we never ever have a Zoom call, or even ever send an email, we're here together. I really believe that energetically. I believe there's a reason that you're listening. And I think that reason is that there's an energetic walking each other home. I've been using that quote from Ram Dass ever since the pandemic, and it still feels as true to me today as ever. We are all just walking each other home. We're side by side, okay? All right, love you, bye-bye.